You're listening to Dawson Church on the EFT Zone Spotlight.
If we can fast forward, say 2015, we'll have just gone through a huge war at that point, and the war that we're about to get into, and this is a very obvious war if you think about it, I mean, it's pretty much a no-brainer this is going to happen, is we're about to have a big clash between two very powerful interest groups in our society, two big social forces, one of which are the HMOs, the Blue Cross, Blue Shield, the St. Joseph's Healthcare, the Kaiser Permanente, all of those big, very, very wealthy, critical healthcare interests in our society, the PPOs, the HMOs. On the other side of the battle are the drug companies. And essentially, to oversimplify radically, it's in the HMO's interests that you be healthy. Because the healthier you are, the lower your consumption of healthcare, and the better their costs look. The drug companies have exactly the opposite agenda. They want you to be as sick as possible, take as many drugs as possible, because that's what serves their self-interest. So you have these two very well-heeled social groups with lots of lobbyists, lots of money, truly staggering amounts of money available at their disposal. And they have diametrically opposed interests. The HMOs have a great vested interest in pushing things like energy psychology. The drug companies have a great vested interest in obstructing it. So I think we're going to have this big, big fight in the next 10 years. Now, I think the HMOs will win the fight. I think that we'll find that we'll see these therapies widely adopted. So by 2015, I see us being in this very different place where, say there's a car crash and the ambulance comes, the EMTs, the emergency technicians in the ambulance, will know some form of energy psychology or energy work. It might be healing touch or therapeutic touch. And what they'll be able to do is they'll be able to apply a little bit of energy work to the person lying bleeding on the ground. And the bleeding will reduce, because I've seen this happen numerous times. Literally, bleeding can diminish radically, quickly, with these techniques. So the first responders will know it. I see us treating large numbers, as in six-digit or more numbers of veterans from the Iraq wars. And so unlike Vietnam, where we had 200,000 or 300,000 soldiers come back from Vietnam with PTSD and just get sort of dumped into society, and there was all kinds of problems with, you know, sickness and violence and domestic violence and drug abuse and, I mean, horrendous social problems that were the consequence of reintroducing this population back into society without treating their PTSD, because we had nothing like that then. Now we have these energy therapies. So now what we'll find ourselves doing is we'll take this group coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan, and we will be putting them through these energy psychology training techniques. In fact, this week, one of these starts. There is a group of 53 Marines coming back from an overseas deployment, and they're going straight into energy psychology training, and then they'll get discharged after that. Now, these kinds of things will make a huge difference. We will no longer be dumping people with severe stress back into society untreated. We will be treating them not only for their combat traumas, but also giving them a tool that they can use for their job traumas and their childhood traumas, for their traumas with their partners, with their spouses, with their own children, with their own parents. So we'll be bringing in this group that not only has the chance to heal their own combat trauma, but be change agents for many other people as well. So in 2015, I think we'll see that we will not have repeated the mistakes of Vietnam in that sense. Also, I see us using it during surgery, say, to improve recovery time. I see us using it in conjunction with conventional medicine. I see that, you know, someone will come in with a psychological problem, they'll be suicidal, and they may well get a prescription drug just the way they do today. But as well as that, they might get a few sessions of energy psychology, and they get taught how to do it later on. So I see it working beautifully with conventional medicine. I see there being no divide and no antagonism between the two. I see it going into our schools. I see the children. I have a five-year-old son, and he will say, "Daddy, will you tap me?" A little kid saying, "Daddy, will you tap me?" He just feels good to be tapped, so he wants to get tapped sometimes. these kids will have ways of dealing with their own stresses in their classrooms, with their test anxiety. I just finished a study of test anxiety showing that levels of test anxiety drop dramatically with EFT. So it will become pervasive in our society, marital, spousal conflicts, work conflicts. And the other big area we'll see is that people are going to figure out sooner or later that the companies that do this, the sports teams that use it, get a tremendous edge over those that don't. I did a study, a randomized double-blind controlled trial last year at Oregon State University with the men's and women's basketball teams. And so we got them into the gym. We randomized them into two groups. We tested how high they jumped and how many free throws they could do before any intervention. We then had the experimental group do EFT for only 15 minutes, just a very brief intervention. The control group got another intervention, a placebo intervention that didn't have the same effect. We then retested them for jump height and retested them for free throws. And the difference between the group that got EFT and the group that got the placebo was 38% on free throws. Now, when some basketball coach figures out that they can spend a quarter of an hour and get a double-digit increase in free throws, suddenly this is going to become very popular for sports training. When a company figures out that they can do energy psychology with their employees, they have fewer sick days, less absenteeism, less what's called presenteeism, where an employee shows up for work but they're so impaired by other problems in their lives, they aren't able to perform fully in their job. So presenteeism will become less of a problem. Absenteeism is less of a problem. Medical problems diminish for the workforce. Job satisfaction, spiritual life increases, because when you aren't all hobbled by your reactivity to all the events around you, you start to devote time to your spiritual life very often, or your creativity, or your artistic ability, something like that. So I think that besides all the health and psychological benefits of EFT for society, we're going to see an enormous flowering of its applications for performance. I did EFT with a young athlete recently. He just happened to hear about a problem he was having, and he was very good at his skill. And I did EFT with him for a few minutes, and he improved dramatically in this one metric for what he could do right there. He was just blown away by how this thing he'd been trying to improve for a long time couldn't improve. He was able to improve this particular movement by about 11 inches after just one round of EFT tapping. So as sports teams realize this, as businesses realize this, as governments realize this, I think it will become a key competitive advantage in helping people get ahead. And not just helping wealthy people get ahead, but helping anybody get ahead, because it's not that expensive, it's not that hard to learn. You don't have to be an elite sports team and hire a $100,000 a year psychiatrist to help you do this. You can be a broke sports team, you can be your local athletic club and buy a $10 book or a $20 book or download one free from Gary Craig's website, and suddenly you have access to the same technology that the most elite high performers have. So I think it'll have a socially leveling effect as well, and a lot of people who wouldn't have access normally suddenly will get access. Just the way we see in third world countries now, we see that people are able to use energy psychology. They are able to use it in areas where there's no health care, where there are few clinics, there are no doctors. They can use it after natural disasters when the infrastructure of the country has been compromised. So in that sense, it's a leveling technology that isn't just for the rich world, it's for the poor world as well, and can actually help the poor world become richer and more equal much faster and certainly much more happy more quickly. I think that the social implications of EFT are enormous and profound, and by 2015 we'll be living in an entirely different world as a result of these techniques having made their way into every facet of human endeavor. My vision, I'm 52 years old almost, I thought at this age I would be living in a little cabin in the woods and meditating 4 or 5 hours a day, maybe gardening the rest of the day. That was my vision for my life after 50. Instead, I am giving about 100 web interviews, radio interviews, conferences, speaking at medical conferences, traveling internationally to speak and lecture on EFT and other therapies. I'm writing books, I'm writing articles, I am doing research projects, I'm heavily involved, I'm working 80 hours a week plus. It's not at all what I'd probably be doing at this stage of my life, but I discovered that something about when I present these ideas seems to really connect with people. For me, seeing people make deep shifts. For example, you work with somebody who has been dogged by some unfortunate issue for a long time, and just the relief on their face when that issue shifts is so satisfying. So somehow I seem to be able to think about the big picture and then to do the small picture things that advance that big picture project. And, you know, the whole Kaiser thing is one example. Nobody had really thought about how to drive these therapies into major healthcare. When I saw all these little research efforts which weren't very focused, the magic was to say, hey, with these same resources, if we organize them to go in the same direction, then we can make a big impact. So somehow I can think that way and then also help inspire people. I'm just doing my highest vision now, and I don't know where it'll all go, I don't know where it'll end, I don't know what part I play in this whole picture. I'm really inspired by what I believe is the possibility of catalyzing enormous change in our society. I think we can both make magic in ourselves and make magic all around us. I also think that as we do these techniques and we get the leverage to reduce our anxieties and all of the reactivity we used to have toward our work and our world and money and everything else, we become so creative because we aren't being pulled all the time by our reactions to other people and events. So all of our soul work begins. We can hear the voice of spirit in us, and suddenly the genius of the God part of us starts to pour out of us because we aren't so pulled and so focused on all of the non-magic parts of our lives. So I think we all have remarkable untapped genius. I think energy psychology is this critical social technology which is going to make the dreams of the human potential movement in the 60s and 70s come true. It's this simple thing that can make an enormous difference, and I think unlock the magic in millions of people.
You've been listening to Dawson Church on the EFT Zone Spotlight. If you'd like to know more about Dawson, visit his website at www.geniebestseller.com. That's G-E-N-I-E bestseller.com. Thanks for listening to the EFT Zone Spotlight.